This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Every now and then on this program, we touch a nerve with our listeners, and that happened last week when we featured a retired Harvard psychiatrist who argued that Alcoholics Anonymous and 12-step programs in general usually don't work. Dr. Lance Dotus is the author of The Sober Truth, Debunking the Bad Science Behind 12-Step Programs and the Rehab Industry. On our show, Dotus argued that AA has one of the worst success rates in all of medicine. He said it helps only 1 in 10 people who enter the program and can actually be harmful to everyone else.
The problem is that the other 90% of the people who are referred to AA, and that is almost everyone with an addiction, are being hurt by being sent to a program that can't possibly help them. And besides wasting time doing that, there are many other things that they could be trying.
Now, we did invite representatives of Alcoholics Anonymous to join us last week, but they declined. But we heard from a lot of our listeners about this segment, many of whom took exception to Dr. Dotus's views. Among them, Dr. John Kelly, Program Director of Addiction Recovery Management Services at Massachusetts General Hospital. He wrote on RadioBoston.org that the author grossly misrepresents the scientific evidence regarding the effectiveness of AA. And he says, given the public health disaster of alcohol and drug abuse, it's completely irresponsible of WBUR to buy the author's personal take on the research evidence. Of course, we don't buy his case, but we did present it, and so we're happy to welcome Dr. John Kelly now. He's an associate professor of psychiatry addiction medicine at Harvard Medical School. And Dr. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your very thoughtful comment on RadioBoston.org. So let's just jump right into it. Tell me what you make of Lance Dotus's assertion that AA works for only 5 to 10% of those who join.
Well, they are certainly very provocative and also very serious because we've got hundreds of people dying every day. And here is a free community resource that we have. And if it was true that, in fact, the millions of people who attend Alcoholics Anonymous and similar 12-step organizations are really deluding themselves as to the benefits that they might be getting, then they need to know that, and that needs to be sent out. However, it turns out that the scientific evidence actually supports the opposite of what Dr. Dotus says. In reading his book, the evidence that he uses to support his case against 12-step treatment and Alcoholics Anonymous actually supports it.
How so? Explain that.
So, for example, one of the first studies that he cites is a study published in a very prestigious journal called the New England Journal of Medicine. Mm-hmm. And in that study, there was 227 people with alcohol problems. They were randomly assigned to receive one of 3 different treatments. One was just Alcoholics Anonymous alone. One was inpatient treatment. And the other condition was that they could choose. And what Dr. Dotus states is that the AA group did worse. The inpatient group did better. But what he fails to point out is that in the study itself, the inpatient treatment actually was a 12-step based inpatient treatment that required people to attend AA. Also, what he fails to point out is actually the alcohol outcomes were actually identical between all of these 3 groups at every single time point during the 2-year follow-up. One of the other things that he brings up in the book and uses as evidence to make his case against AA and 12-step treatment is perhaps the most compelling review, scientific review, that was ever done on AA, which is called the Cochrane Collaboration Review. You know, this is kind of the gold standard of science that people look to. And these were very well-conducted, rigorously conducted trials. And he says that basically this study showed that AA was ineffective and 12-step treatment was ineffective. But actually, if you go and read the article, it actually says that Alcoholics Anonymous participation and 12-step treatment was as effective as anything that it was compared to.
Interesting. Well, let me ask you, as an expert in addiction, and obviously you're very close to the ground here in helping people, what's your view? You've been talking about the science, which refutes what Dotus was talking about, but what's your personal view as a medical expert?
One of the things that's very, very important, especially with healthcare reform, as we try and move towards a more efficient healthcare system, is that we have to try and find ways that we can maximize benefit, increase quality, and increase remission rates for people with this very high volume, high burden illness. It's, after all, our country's number one public health problem.
Yeah.
What is very important is that studies show that when treatment programs link and refer patients with substance use disorder to groups in the community which are free, is that it actually enhances remission rates and continuous abstinence by up to double. Now, what does that do? What it means is that it reduces healthcare costs. Those people are not going to the emergency room. They're not utilizing expensive healthcare costs.
Well, let me just ask you this, because as you know, we heard from a lot of listeners who took issue with Lance Dodis's position, but we also heard from listeners like Mike Zorniak, and he wrote this on Radio Boston, and I'd love to ask you about this. He said, I've been to many AA meetings. It's not really for me. It works for some, but as someone who has been to rehab 3 times, it's disappointing to see that AA is the only option offered for recovery. He says alternatives exist, but they're few and far between. Is that true? I mean, should there be more alternatives?
Absolutely, yeah. And there are alternatives. You know, there are evidence-based practices, evidence-based medications for alcohol dependence, for example, for opiate dependence, that should be used, and they should be widely disseminated, but they're not as well as they might be. So I think that's important. Certainly, there are many pathways to recovery. AA and 12-step treatment is one of those, but it's not definitely not the only way.
So Dodis makes the point that billions of federal and state addiction recovery dollars are committed to these programs. So what about state courts mandating that people attend AA or 12-step programs? Do you see a problem with that, or should those rehab dollars be sort of going in different directions?
Well, there's two issues there, right? The first point about mandating people to attend purely AA, I don't think that's legitimate. I think people should be mandated to participate in some kind of ongoing continuing care program. That could be AA. AA has an advantage of being free. There is evidence behind AA's effectiveness. So that is one method. 80% of our substance use disorder treatment system is publicly funded. Now, it doesn't mean that other mutual help organizations that are more secular or more cognitively and behaviorally based wouldn't confer a similar benefit. And I think it's very important that we keep on the radar screen not just 12-step mutual help organizations, but other ones too, like Smart Recovery, for example, or Life Ring or Secular Organization for Sobriety. They don't have the kind of evidence that AA has, but they probably, given that they operate in group formats and have the same kind of dynamics, will probably confer, in my opinion, similar benefits.
I want to ask you this finally. One of the things we heard from a lot of our listeners that objected to what Dodis told us last week is that AA doesn't claim to be scientific. They say it's a spiritual path, a spiritual approach toward dealing with addiction. What's your view on this balance between the hard science behind AA and, I guess, the softer spiritual side of this path?
In AA, there is an ostensible overt emphasis on spirituality, which for some people, that is very important. And what we've learned from many studies that have been done looking at mechanisms of behavior change, and I think you asked me this question earlier and I didn't fully answer it, but the way that it works for people is that a large part of the way that AA and similar groups help people recover and stay in recovery over the long term is that it helps people change their social network. And that's critical. So to shape your environment such that it is supportive of long-term remission, because we know these are not acute illnesses. These are chronic illnesses which are susceptible and vulnerable to relapse over the long term. The elements, the spiritual elements, are inherent in 12-step organizations. But what the evidence suggests is that that's an important piece, but the social factors are more important.
All right. Well, Dr. John Kelly, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Important subject for a lot of people. That's Dr. John Kelly, Program Director of Addiction Recovery Management Services at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's also an Associate Professor of Psychiatry Addiction Medicine at Harvard Medical School. And stay with us. Coming up, a year after the Marathon bombings, what have we learned about crisis reporting in the age of new media? I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.